时佢走到个旷野当中嘅时候，一无所有，佢系可佢要用一个石头嚟做一个枕头嘅。
But despite the feeling of feeling or being alone, through this story, we will see that Jacob was in fact never alone.
虽然喺表面睇嘅时候，佢系一个好非常嘅孤单，但系嘅时候，我哋再深入睇嘅时候，其实佢系冇一个嘅系神成日与佢同在嘅。
See, because even in the darkest times, God is still very present.
即系当然系一个人生系非常之幽暗嘅时候，神都与佢同在。
Not just in this theological, omnipresent way, but in a very personal and intimate way.
神嘅同在唔系因为佢系无所不在嘅神，乃嘅时候佢同呢个嘅雅各嘅时候有一个系非常个人嘅、非常亲密嘅一个嘅同在。
And so as we look at this passage, we're going to see three ways in which God reassures Jacob of his presence in his life.
当我睇嘅呢个嘅经文当中嘅时候，睇到三方面嘅时候，神系确定对呢个雅各有确定嘅佢嘅同在。
The first thing we will see is God's generational presence.
我睇见神嘅时候，一个世世代代嘅同在。
The second we'll see is God's unexpected presence.
神嘅与佢同在嘅时候，系喺一个想唔到嘅地方嘅时刻同佢同在。
And then third, we will see God's eternal presence.
第三点嘅时候，我觉得神系永恒嘅与佢同在。
So first, let's look at this idea of God's generational presence.
第一嘅时候，我睇嘅时候系神系与我哋世世代代嘅同在。
If you were to read the first five verses, we see that now Isaac is calling Jacob to himself to bless him.
我睇嘅头先呢五章嘅当中嘅时候，这个嘅。是以撒的时候叫雅各当中的时候为他来一个做个祝福。
Looking first at verse 3, we see Isaac saying, God Almighty bless you.
在当中的时候第三节讲到说愿全能的神赐福给你。
And then in verse 4, he says, May the blessing of Abraham be with you.
第四节讲到说愿应许亚伯拉罕的福是赐给你。
Here Isaac is proclaiming the very blessing that Abraham, his forefather, received from God, that he would be a great nation, and that Abraham's seed would thus multiply.
我见到这个时候，这个以撒的时候，宣告了，是当年的时候，神是向这个亚伯拉罕，是这个雅各的爷所讲的，是叫当中的时候，他必成为大国，他的子孙的时候多起来。
But of particular significance was Isaac's usage of the name God Almighty.
我哋见到第三节嘅里边嘅时候，呢、这个嘅以扫嘅时候，以撒就讲到话系呢个嘅全能嘅神。
Some of us, as I look at the generations here, might be familiar with the Hebrew name that is used, El Shaddai.
呢个希伯来文嘅时候咧，全能嘅神系讲 El Shaddai 系全能嘅父上帝。
Back in the 80s, there was a song written by a Christian.A songwriter named Amy Grant that wrote the song El Shaddai.
我哋1980年代嘅时候，呢个嘅 Amy Grant 嘅时候作咗首歌嘅叫咩？就叫 El Shaddai， 就系全能神。
And in this song, the lyrics say this: El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Na Adonai, which means Lord Most High. And the second line says this: Age to age, you're still the same by the power of your name.
当中的时候讲到话，佢话全能嘅神，全能嘅神，至高者嘅神，你一代系到一代，你系因为藉着你嘅大能嘅名嘅时候，你永不改变嘅。
Age to age is a generational claim, and this is what Isaac is saying to Jacob.
一代复一代，呢个系一个世世代代一个应许，系呢个当时嘅以撒系对呢个嘅雅各所讲嘅。
That this God Almighty is, that I'm proclaiming to you is the same God Almighty that revealed himself to your grandfather Abraham all the way back in Genesis 17.
在这个所讲的时候，这个全能神的时候，是我今天同你所宣告的，是同你当年的时候，在这个创世纪十章的时候，神对你爷所讲的一样的。
And if you were to look at chapter 17, you would see the very similar, if not exact, wording that Isaac was now telling and bestowing upon Jacob.
当你睇翻呢个创世纪第十七章嘅时候，你见到咧系呢个嘅以撒所讲嘅，同当时嘅神对呢个嘅亚伯拉罕所讲嘅系差唔多一样嘅。
And so just like to Abraham, and now to Jacob, and then we see in over 40 other instances.In the Old Testament, this name El Shaddai appears to various champions of the faith, like Moses and David and Job.
神呢个当中嘅时候，系神呢个讲到呢个嘅对亚伯拉罕、对雅各，甚至无喺有四十多次嘅细圣经当中嘅时候，呢个嘅全能上帝呢个名字嘅时候，系对不同嘅圣经里边嘅伟人都有讲嘅。譬如咁对呢个嘅摩西啦、大卫啦，同埋呢个约伯。
So the fact that this name El Shaddai is repeated over and over across the generations is significant for us because it implies that God never changes despite the landscape of Scripture changing all the time.
这个全能父上帝这个名字的时候，讲到 是不断的，是 不同的地方来讲，虽然是不同一代一代来讲，虽然的时候在人物当中的时候是有很多的改变，但神的名字是没有改变的。
What we have to realize is that in this entire biblical story, God never changes.
在这个圣经当中的时候，是神是永不改变的。
The people in the story, they always change.
在这个人物，在这个故事当中的时候，是很多时候都会有改变。
The people's narratives, their stories always change.
人的所谓的叙述的故事当中的时候，可能很多时候都会有改变。
And oftentimes, as people, we try to make God fit into our narrative or our story or into our box.
很多事的时候，人会将到神是挤入一个盒仔当中的时候，因为这个盒子里面的时候是适合我们所讲的罪士们。
But we have to realize that God does not fit in a box.
我们不可以将神是挤入一个盒子里面。
God does not change for us.
神是不会因为我们来到改变的。
God does not change his story for us.
神的故事不是因为我们的缘故有改变。
But we are called to change for him.
来的时候我们要改变我们自己，为了神来改变。
We are called to be part of his story.
我们是神的故事当中的一部分。
And to be part of his church.
是在这个教会当中成为一份子。
And to bring people into his kingdom.
是将人带到神的国度里面。
And not to make a kingdom for ourselves.
不是为我们自己建立一个王国。
And so when we look at all these different names in Scripture, like Adam and Noah, Abraham, Jacob, David, Peter, Paul.
是当我们看不同的圣经里面的人物的里面的时候，好像这个亚当、罗亚、亚伯拉罕、雅各、大卫、彼得和这个保罗。
If you were to read the stories of early church fathers like Ignatius or Augustine, or early missionaries like Jim Elliot or Hudson Taylor,
我哋睇呢个嘅故事系为早期嘅教父或者系近代嘅呢个嘅宣教士嘅不同嘅人物
，we see that there is one consistent character throughout all those stories, who is El Shaddai, God Almighty.
我哋当中嘅时候见到神嘅名字喺佢哋每一个人当中嘅时候系嚟出现嘅。
See, God is generationally present, and as such, He is present in your life as well.
神是一代一代的存在，甚至无的时候，今日都是与我们是同在的。
So we too are able to claim on that same consistency, that same power, that same promise, to know that we are never alone, just as all those who went before us were never alone.
好似我们很多前人当中的时候，我们今日的时候也都可以抓紧住这个的是永久性的，是一个同一个有能力的，同有一个应许的神。
Well, that leads us to our second point.
第二点，
that God is also present in the unexpected.
神在我们不同的环境，在我们甚至无我们意想之外的环境当中与我们同在。
Again, as we look at this story, we see that after Jacob left his family and homeland, he began to make his way to his uncle's home, which is about 500 miles northeast.
是当这个雅各是离开他自己的家乡的时候，他是来到去到他自己的母舅的当中的时候，大概离他是500里的路程。
And here in this story, he reaches his first pit stop in the wilderness, which is about 70 miles, again, northeast of Beersheba, where he left.
是他去的地方是向东北来行，他第一站的时候在这个旷野当中大概是70里离这个别士巴的地方，70里的地方。
It wasn't like there was a Bucky's there.
不是当中的时候有什么的便利店。
It's just a random spot, he was tired.
是当中的时候是因为他累的时候，他就这样就在这个地方来到。
Now keep in mind, if you were to do the math, Jacob is around 77 years old at this time.
如果你来到数算的时候，当时的雅各大概是77岁。
He wasn't married.
他是没结婚的。
You didn't have any kids.
没子女的。
His twin brother hates him and is conspiring to kill him.
个孖生哥哥嘅时候系非常憎恨佢，甚至乎想杀佢。
He's in the middle of nowhere and he has nothing except for a rock as a pillow.
佢嚟到旷野当中嘅时候，乜都冇，身无长物，佢只不过有一嚿石可以能够做佢枕头。
No doubt he is emotionally drained, physically drained, and spiritually drained.
佢系身心灵里边嘅时候非常嘅贫乏啊，穷乏。
In exhaustion, he falls asleep, and God gives him this dream, which we're going to look deeper into in the next point.
佢系非常嘅疲乏。我睇嘅时候咧，神当中嘅时候俾佢一个梦。
But in this dream, God reiterates this generational promise to Jacob.
我哋当中嘅时候，神系再一次嘅对佢嚟到讲到呢个嘅世世代代嘅。
And in verse 15, God makes this promise to Jacob, saying, Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
在十五节当中的时候，神对他讲话，我亦都与你同在，你无论去到哪里的时候，我都会保佑你，领你出到这个，回到这个地方的时候，我总不会离弃你，直到我成全了我所向你所应许的。
And all the unknowns and all the uncertainties, despite whatever worries about the future, God reassures Jacob that I will not leave you until I have done exactly what I have promised to you.
呢度讲到虽然嘅前部嘅时候，好多地方我都唔知道点样有咩事情嘅发生，但系神讲到话，我必要保护你。佢话无论你去边度嘅时候，我都唔会离弃你，直到佢完全向你所应许嘅。
It doesn't matter how long it takes.It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you go. And it doesn't matter how much you even feel like God is working or how much He's not working. God Almighty is with you.
你无论的时候是有多少个时间，用多少个时间，你可能有几个年纪有几大，或者你是要去到哪个地方，或者你觉得神有时可能没有与你同在，但是都不紧要。大的时候，全能的神说，他必然与你同在。
And so you will never be alone.In this promise that I have made to you.
就讲到话，无论系点嘅时候，我都系必然与你同在。
Now consider, this was not a particularly spiritual high time in Jacob's life.
呢个喺雅各当中嘅时候，佢唔系属灵里边嘅高峰。
Again, there was nothing particularly special about this place.
喺呢个旷野当中嘅时候，唔系一个特别嘅地方。
Jacob was just in a random spot in wilderness when God revealed His presence to him.
喺呢个旷野当中嘅时候，系神。是来到将他的自己是来到彰显出来。
Even if you were to look at Jacob's response in verse 16,
在这个第十六节的时候，这个的雅各是一个回应。
It says he woke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord was in this place and I did not know it.
你说话，耶和华在这里，真的在这里的，我竟然我不知道。
Jacob had no expectations when it came to this interaction with God.
他当这个与神这个相会的时候，他是没有一个的，是一个的expectations.
And yet even in the darkness and most difficult times, God still chose to reveal himself to Jacob.
虽然在这个雅各人生里面的非常的幽暗，是非常的困境的时候，神是在这个时刻是来到向他来显现。
And if you were to read further in Genesis, you would know that there's even more difficult times to come.
如果继续看这个创世纪的时候，都知道这个雅各日后的人生是更加来到这个困难。
Many of you here have had difficult times in your lives.
在我们大家弟兄姊妹当中的时候，我们可能在人生里面的时候都有困境。
And yet you've been able to attest with certainty that God is continuing to be at work in your lives.
但我们当中很多人都是有这个很肯定，就是神是与我们同在。
And Jacob demonstrates this kind of certainty in verse 20 as he makes this vow to God.
我们看到在20节的时候，我们看到这个雅各是都深深相信这个神的与他同在，你看到他是一个起誓。
Jacob says, If God will be with me and will keep me in the way I go and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear so that I come again to my father's house in peace, well, the Lord shall be my God.
20节和21节，雅各许愿过，神若果与我同在，在我可能地上的时候来到保护我，又给我食物食，衣服穿的时候，使我平平安安的回到我父家的时候，我必要以和华为我的神。
Oftentimes we read this passage as a conditional clause. Well, if God is, you know, as if he's questioning God or testing God, like if God will do this or unless God does this and will be with me.
很多事的时候，我们看的时候，我们讲到如果神是做这样做那样的时候，那我才要有一个回应。
But I believe that Jacob is actually saying this in a way that is a conditional certainty. Not if, but since. Because God will be with me, well then the Lord shall be my God.
我相信的时候，当时雅各所讲的是一个有条件，一个确定。他说，因为神是与我同在的时候，所以的时候，神就是我的神。
In this moment, as Jacob is experiencing God, he is now saying with certainty here that God has proven himself.
是讲到的时候，是说因为神已经是证明与他同在。
So I shouldn't doubt his presence even in my loneliness.
所以当我们在当中的时候，我们可能很多孤单，但的时候我们不应该是这样的想法。
Even in my present circumstances.
就算我们今天当中的生活的环境。
Even though I don't know what is ahead of me, at least I know that God is with me.
虽然我们不知道明天是怎样，但我们知道神是与我们同在。
And since El Shaddai makes that claim, that promise to us, then we also should go in confidence.
因为这个全能神为我们的应许的时候，我们可以向前面的时候有信心来行走。
No matter what circumstances we might be facing, knowing that we are never alone and that He's always with us.
我们前面人生的道路当中的时候，我们都不知道是怎样，但的时候我们知道神是与我们同在，我们有这样的信心。
Well, this brings us to our last point.
我们第三点。
That God is eternally present in our lives.
神是的，永远是与我们同在。
His presence is eternally established in our lives.
是他的同在是跟我们永远的。
And here we look at the actual dream that Jacob had.
我睇今日嘅时候，呢个雅各所发嘅梦。
It says that Jacob saw this ladder, or what we think is a flight of steps that spanned from earth and reached into the heavens.
我哋见到嘅时候，佢梦见一个梯系立在地上，梯上嘅头咧系顶住天嘅。
Now, if you were to recall in Genesis, a number of chapters back, all the way in Genesis chapter 11, we see that man had once tried to build a tower from earth.And to reach into the heavens.
在这个创世纪十一章的时候讲到这个人的时候是会起这个巴别塔，是上到顶天的。
But truth be told, that tower didn't even come close to actually reaching the heavens.
其实他上到巴别塔的时候是没有这个上到天的。
Yes, we understand that this tower extended into the skies.
在这个见到这个塔的时候，可能向天上来到起，起得很高的。
But there was no connection between earth to heaven.
但是的时候，天和地是没有一个连接。
The sole purpose of this Tower of Babel was for man's glory.
这个巴别塔最主要的是来到表扬人的荣耀。
But here in this vision, we see a towering staircase that completely extended from heaven now down to earth.
我们看到这个当中的十二节的时候，讲到这个梯的时候是立在地上。但是梯的顶是顶着天的。
And on this staircase, it says that there were angels going up and down, up and down.
我们见当中的时候，有神的使者在梯上，是上上落落。
Now it's understood as we read this passage that these were angels, but the literal interpretation from the original Hebrew text is malak, which means they were messengers.
我们在这个希伯来的原文的当中，就是malak这个字的时候，意思就是说是这个信差来的。
And so here we understand they were carrying the words of man and God back and forth to one another.
是将到人的话语是带到神的当中，神的一个沟通是带到人的里面。
And we see that there was connection because of communication.
我们见到一个联系，因为的时候神和人有一个沟通。
Because without communication, there is no connection.
如果我们是没有这个沟通的时候，我们就没有一个联系的。
And so Jacob is having these dreams of these angels going up and down from heaven and earth.
我们看到这个天使的时候是上上落落在这个梯的当中。
But the most important thing for us to understand is not the angels who are carrying the messages.
其实今到当中的时候，不是说这个天使是来到是有一个做个信差。
But rather it was the means by which they were doing so.
就是他们做的这个信差的里面的一个方用的方法。
The vision of this ladder or this flight of stairs connecting heaven and earth was the most significant part of this vision Because Jacob was now seeing there is a lasting connection between God and man.
其实最重要的时候讲到就是这个天梯，这个天梯是将到这个嘅系神同人系嚟一个联系。
What this picture of the staircase represented was access to God that Jacob had never really experienced before.
这个联系的时候是雅各人生之前的时候是没有一个这样的经验，这个经验就是说 人可以是能同神有一个嘅达到神嘅面前。
Yes, it's very possible that he heard stories about this Yahweh God from his grandfather, from his father Isaac, right? But to say that he really knew who God was or had interactions with God was highly unlikely.
呢个当中嘅时候，呢个嘅雅各人生嘅前半部嘅时候，佢可能喺呢个从佢嘅父亲，甚至乎佢嘅爷当中嘅时候，听到呢个神嘅名字。
There's one commentary that said this. He said that the ladder was a visible symbol of the real and uninterrupted fellowship between God in heaven and his people upon earth. The angels upon it carry up the wants of men to God and bring down the assistance and protection of God to men. The ladder stood upon the earth, just where Jacob was lying in solitude, poor, helpless, and forsaken by men.
呢个解经家当中嘅时候讲到呢一同梯嘅时候，一个symbol，讲到话呢个嘅系神同人之间有一个不断嘅一个嘅联系。佢当中嘅时候，呢个嘅天使系将到人嘅需要系带到神嘅面前，系将到亦都将到神对人。 嘅帮助，人嘅帮助系带到人嘅当中。呢个里边嘅时候，讲到当时嘅雅各系非常嘅孤单、穷困，系呢个时候无助，系甚至无系人放弃嘅。
In the time in which Jacob was most alone, God came down in a vision and revealed to him, "Now I am accessible to you."
系讲到呢个嘅雅各当时嘅时候，非常嘅孤单，大神。 系嚟到佢当中，话俾佢知嘅时候，我系可以系嚟到，你可以达到我嘅。
I am here for you.
我喺里边嘅时候，我哋等待你。
This ladder that's been established of connection is here for you.
呢个天梯嘅时候，同我哋一个好嘅联系。
But what we need to understand is that this ladder is not just accessible through dreams and visions.
呢一个天梯嘅时候，同埋从神嘅时候，无可障碍嘅联系。
This ladder is not just accessible in special places or moments in time. If you were to look at the Gospel of John, chapter 1, there is a story of Jesus as he was calling his disciples to him.
如果睇呢个约翰福音第一章嘅时候，当耶稣基督系呼召佢嘅门徒嘅时候。
And in this story, there was one disciple in particular named Nathanael that was questioning at the time of Jesus' validity as the Messiah.
当中的时候，那个拿但业的时候，他在质问耶稣是不是一个基督。
And when Nathanael met Jesus, we see in the story that Jesus revealed to him some very personal things that no one could have possibly known or seen or heard, that he was sitting under this particular tree at the time.
是当时的时候，拿但业是同这个耶稣基督这个对话的时候，耶稣基督是当他就讲到他人生的里面的时候，非常个人很多的事情，是当时的时候，拿但业是坐一个无花果树下的。
And at the end of this passage, in verse 51, again, John chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus says to Nathanael, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
在《约翰福音》第一章第51节的时候，耶稣基督同这个拿但业咁讲话，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了。
In Jacob's vision, the angels were descending and ascending upon a ladder.
在雅各的意象当中的时候，见到这个天使就在天梯上面的时候上上落落。
But here, Jesus is now making the claim that ladder back then is me, upon which all access to God is now possible.
呢度讲到嘅主耶稣基督系宣告嘅话，呢、这、一个天梯其实佢就系佢自己，系藉着佢自耶稣基督嘅话，我哋就可以嚟到呢个嘅父嘅面前。
I was the ladder back then, and I'm the ladder now, and I will always be that ladder that grants you access.
我系昔在、今在、永在嘅天梯，因为你藉着我嘅时候，就可以嚟到父嘅面前。
John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one enters the Father, and I might add, no one has access to the Father except through me.
他讲到话，我是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，就没有人能到父的那里去。
There is no other ladder.
你是没有其他的天梯。
There is no other access point to God.
没有一个是可以切入点，是跟神这个的有个联系。
And so Jesus has always been the eternal access that brings the presence of God.
是主耶稣基督是这个永久的，这个可能将到神的同我们同在的，是给我们当中。
He is the Alpha and Omega.
讲到说，主耶稣基督说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅加。
He is the beginning and the end.
我是首先的，是末后的，我是初，也是终。
But you have to go through Jesus.
但是要藉着主耶稣基督。
And if you go through him and trust in him, you will never be alone.
但如果你是藉着主耶稣基督的时候，你是相信主耶稣基督，就你永不孤单。
Well, I want to close with a fairly long story that I heard many years ago.
我今天的时候想跟大家分享一个故事。
And there's a story about a man named Hien Pham.
这个人的名字叫做我翻译叫做姓范的范显。
And the story goes, back in 1971, Hien was a relatively young Christian who was working as a translator in Vietnam for the American military.
1971年的时候，这个Hien呢，是一个的，是很年轻的一个基督徒，他是在这个的美军，是住在这个越南基地的里面一个的翻译员。
And occasionally on the side, he would help translate for missionaries as well.
他有时的时候，他都为的这个宣教士来到这个翻译。
Well, after Vietnam fell to communism in 1975, it says that Hien was arrested and put in prison for a number of years.
在这个是1975年的时候，南越是来到沦陷，那跟着呢，这个Hien呢，就被这个是捉了，是坐紧监，总坐了一段的时间。
And during one particularly long prison term, Hien's jailer was tasked to indoctrinate Hien against all democratic ideals and Christianity.
是当时很长的这个坐监的时候，他是被劳改，是劳改的时候将他说他所相信的所有的民主主义和这个基督主义的基督的信仰的时候来改变。
So he is forbidden to read any English materials and force-fed communist propaganda.
他是不准看这个有什么英文的一个文章，或者是同埋一时时是给他将这个共产主义的宣传是来到给他读。
Well, you can imagine after being bombarded by all these writings and teachings of Marx and Engels, it started to take this long-term effect on Hien.
他每日的时候来到是受到这个马克思主义、印格斯主义的时候，每日那慢慢的时候对他有一个很大的影响。
And even though he tried to pray after years of being removed from any interaction with Christians, he started to cave.
虽然的时候他是尽量的来到祈祷，但的时候因为他没有跟其他基督徒的有一个的联系或者一个的交通的时候，他慢慢也有一个改变。
He started to think to himself, maybe after all this, or maybe I've been lied to all this time. Maybe God really doesn't exist, and everything that I've believed previously was just a fake.
他开始对他心，他就怀疑，他说可能的时候我是人，是对他有讲大话，或者神的时候真的不存在，神的时候我所想的时候都是一个很大的大话。
Well, soon after, he made the decision that he would altogether just stop praying and not think about Christianity or God.
最后他决定的时候，他是不会再祈祷，也都是不会再相信或再想这个神和这个基督教。
It says that the very next morning, after he made that decision, he was assigned by the guards to clean the prison latrines or the line of toilets.
是当中的时候，第二日的时候，当他是做了这个决定的时候，是他被一个的assignment 俾佢，系去嚟洗厕所。
You can imagine probably the worst assignment that could ever be given to you.
你谂下呢个嘅任务系真系非常嘅污糟邋遢噶。
And for Hien, it was pretty much confirmation. You know, God, yeah, God really doesn't exist.
喺当中嘅时候，佢话一个确据就话神真系冇存在。
How could he possibly be so cruel? So as he was cleaning out these troughs of excrement and waste, well, his eyes fell upon a piece of paper from afar that looked to have English writing on it. So he grabbed it really quick, wiped it off, put it in his pocket, and thought, I'll just try to read it at night.
當中的時候,他很快地拿起它,是這樣,來拿乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨乾淨
had a little small flashlight, and he looks at the top corner of this piece of paper and it said, Romans chapter 8.
是当他的时候,在夜晚黑,没有人的时候,他又偷看,原来这张纸是写着罗马书第八章。
It's kind of a long passage, and so I'm going to have Elder David just read it for us in Cantonese for you all.
这个罗马书第八章的时候讲到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处，就是按着他旨意被召的人。既是这样的时候，这还有什么可说呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万事和他一同白白的赐给我们呢？ 谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难么？是困苦么？是逼迫么？是饥饿么？是赤身露体么？是危险么？是刀险么？然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。因为我深信，无论是死、是生、是天使、是掌权的、是有能力的、 是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱在我们主耶稣基督里面的。Amen.
It says that after he read these words on this page, he and wept.
在当中的时候，当阿显睇完呢个嘅。 一段经文当中的时候,
as alone as he felt and as ready as he was to give up, God was never going to leave him.
在当中的时候，他决定系嚟到放弃神，
但神系冇放弃到佢。Story's not over.
我哋继续睇呢个故事。
Says the next day, he and asked the camp commander if he could keep cleaning the latrines.
在当中的时候，第二日嘅时候，阿显就同呢个狱长讲到话：，我可唔可以继续去洗厕所啊？
And over the next couple of days, he had collected a significant portion of the New Testament because some officer had found a random New Testament Bible and was using the pages as toilet paper.
我们看到当中的时候,继续的几天当中的时候,他收了很多的经文,因为原来当中有这个监狱的官员是找到一个新约,
He regained his hope and his relationship with God, and eventually the day of his release finally came.
在当中的时候，他从神的时候一个重新的立志，是甚至无嘅到佢呢个被释放嘅一日。
And so as he left, he quickly started making plans to escape from Vietnam and started to build a boat in secret.
在当中的时候讲到嘅时候，当佢放咗监嘅时候咧。 他立刻是想想着要离开这个越南，那就想做一只船。
He had gathered about 50 other people to start building and planning this escape.
是大概有50个人是同他一起的时候准备是来到逃离的越南。
And it says that one night when he was in his residence, four Viet Cong soldiers knocked at Hien's door where he was living.
是当中的石头的时候，突然间有四个的越共的士兵是来到拍门。
And they claimed that they heard rumors that he was trying to escape.
我听到你哋系就你想嚟到离开，就偷渡离开呢个国家。
But he quickly denied it and was able to convince them otherwise, and they left.
系啊，呢个显咧就系嚟到话，梗系唔承认啦，系嘛？咁说服咗佢哋，咁佢哋走咗啦。
After that incident, he felt so guilty that he had lied, and he committed to God, if they ever come again, I'm going to tell them the truth.
佢讲到话，唉、哎，我真系心里边嘅时候，佢非常嘅系嚟到系有罪恶感。佢话同神讲话，如果佢再嚟嘅时候，我会系将事实话俾佢哋听。
Well, finally, the day came where they were going to escape, and just hours before the launch, while these soldiers came again, hey, we hear that you're trying to escape.
当佢要嚟到偷渡嗰日嘅时候，呢几个呢个嘅士兵系再一次翻当中嘅时候拍门，佢话：我听讲你要走啊，偷渡啊。
This time, he and remember what he said, and he told them the truth, and he asked them, "Are you going to throw us in prison again?"
咁呢个显同呢个嘅呢个士兵讲嘅话，佢话我。同佢讲咗个事实，咁问佢嘅时候，你系咪将我嚟到系摆入监狱当中咧
？He said no. We want to escape with you.
He said 唔会，因为我想同你一齐走嘛。
Turns out that these four fishermen were all, or these four soldiers were also experienced fishermen.
其实呢个嘅越共嘅呢个嘅几个兵丁嘅时候，其实系一个非常有经验嘅一个嘅渔夫。
And when they were all on this boat, there was a very violent storm.
系由当中嘅时候，当佢呢个偷渡嘅时候，突然间有好大嘅风雨。
And without these four experienced fishermen, they all claimed that they would have sunk in the Gulf of Thailand.
佢讲到，如果唔系因为呢四个嘅士兵嘅时候嘅，否则嘅时候，佢哋会可能喺呢个嘅死亡喺呢个嘅大海当中。
Brothers and sisters, if you are feeling alone or neglected or perhaps feeling hopeless, know that God is with you.
弟兄姊妹，当你系好多事嘅时候，可能好孤单，或者觉得嘅时候被人呢个忽略，或者当中嘅时候呢、这个无助嘅时候，大家切紧记住，神与我哋同在。
And remember that through Christ, through the Son of God, He has made the connection for us that we can be forever connected to Him and know that we are never alone.
大家记得嘅时候，因为主耶稣基督嘅呢个嘅神。神嘅神子嘅时候，系因为佢嘅缘故，系将我哋系能够嚟到，我哋能够同神嘅施恩宝座系嚟到联系，我哋系永远系永不孤单。
Let's pray，
大家一齐祈祷。
Father, again, we thank you so much for your word。
天父上帝，我哋再一次感谢你俾我哋嘅话语。
God, this reminder that no matter what season of life we might be in，
呢个就提醒我哋，无论我哋人生里边嘅时候点样境况。
God, no matter how difficult things might be, even now,
就算喺当中嘅时候，我哋系高处呢个人生嘅里边嘅时候嘅低谷。
God, you are El Shaddai, God Almighty, and you have never changed.
你系全能上帝，系全能嘅神，你系永不改变。
God, help us to know that you will never leave us nor forsake us.
喺当中嘅时候，叫我哋紧紧嘅找紧，你系永远唔会将我哋离弃。
Thank you, Jesus, for establishing this forever connection, this everlasting connection to God because of the sacrifice that you made on the cross.
主耶稣基督，我哋感谢你，因为你喺十字架上边嘅时候，你嘅一切嘅献上系可以能够嚟到同呢个神嘅时候一个嘅联系。
So God, may you empower us with the confidence to go daily with our needs and surrender all that we are to you.
系俾我哋当中嘅时候，我哋每天所需要嘅时候，我哋都摆上。我哋将我自己全人嘅都摆上。
So Father, we thank you for your love and presence.
我哋感谢多谢主你俾我哋嘅爱，主我哋同埋与我哋嘅同在。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.
Amen.